Outspoken Delegate Bob Marshall took part in an ethics reform panel at the AP Day for reporters. He says disclosure is essential for ethics reform because voters need to know who may influence office holders when they receive gifts, services, and donations. And he questions McAuliffe's proposal to ban gifts of more than $100.
I don't know how he's going to be able to keep that. And not that he's, you know, doing something by sleight of hand.
Marshall says McAuliffe, a friend of the Clintons, is sure to help Hillary campaign if she runs for president in 2016. How he does so could violate his own decree, including accepting campaign funds for travel. He also gave examples of ethics challenges if avid golfer Bill Clinton were a Virginia official.
If Bill Clinton is out playing with a pro and he gets tips from the pro who would normally charge for this, is that a gift? And if Bill Clinton stands next to a professional golfer giving lessons, watches this, and or he's even invited in but doesn't pay for the lesson, is that a gift that you'd have to be reported?
Marshall says ways around that would drive activities underground, and that's not what voters want. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.